Let's get you updated first on high school volleyball action from the weekend at the Clarinda tournament. The semifinals saw St. Albert defeat East Mills and Trainer beating Clarinda. Then they got to the finals. It was fifth place Stanton beating Shenandoah. And in the third place match, Clarinda winner over East Mills. In the championship, St. Albert down Trainer. Two games to one was the final. Also at the Missouri Valley tournament over the weekend, they played through a round-robin event. It was Tri-Center going 6-0 to win the tournament. Sydney was 5-1. Missouri Valley posted a 4-2 record. Bowyer Valley was 3-3. Exira EHK 2-4. AHSTW 1-5. And Whiting 0-6 in that Saturday tournament. Also at the Coon Rapids Bayard tournament over the weekend, they played through pool play and got to the semifinals, where Adair Casey defeated Coon Rapids Bayard. In the semifinals also, it was St. Mary Storm Lake defeating Iowa Christian Academy. In the third place match, Coon Rapids Bayard defeats Iowa Christian Academy in two straight. And in the championship matchup, it was Storm Lake St. Mary's defeating Adair Casey by a final of 2-1. That was in the finals of that tournament. Also at the Iowa City High tournament, Lewis Central was participating there. The Titans went 4-1 in that meet. Their only loss to Ankeny Centennial. Also in the West Des Moines Valley tournament, Harlan also participating in that meet. They went 4-2 over the weekend. Their only losses coming to Dowling Catholic and to Cedar Rapids Kennedy. At the South Central Calhoun tournament over the weekend, seventh place, South O'Brien beat Glidden Ralston. For fifth place, it was Manson Northwest Webster over Greene County. The semifinals saw IKM Manning beat South Central Calhoun and South Hamilton Downing Audubon. In the third place match, South Central Calhoun defeated Audubon 2-0. In the championship, South Hamilton defeating IKM Manning in two straight. Also in the Sioux City North Invitational, Denison participating over the weekend. They went 3-3 on the weekend, Denison defeating Sioux City North, Maple Valley, and Sioux City West, while they fell to Sioux Center, MOC Floyd Valley, and Sioux City East in that weekend volleyball tournament. Major League Baseball action yesterday. Garrett Cole pitched 7 scoreless innings, and the Pittsburgh Pirates used home runs from Aramis Ramirez, Sean Rodriguez, and Starling Marte as they beat the St. Louis Cardinals 7-1 last night. Cole gave up 2 hits, struck out 7, and walked 3 as he bounced back from his worst start of the season. He threw a 99-mile-per-hour fastball in his 94th pitch of the game. Second place Pittsburgh cut the Cardinals' lead in the National League Central to 5.5 games and earned its first series victory at Busch Stadium since April of 2013. The teams are 8-8 against each other, with one series to play at Pittsburgh in the final week of the season. John Lackey gave up 3 runs and 10 hits in 7 1/3 innings, but extended his streak of quality starts at home to 15. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 6-3, Miami over the New York Mets 4-3, Washington beat Atlanta 8-4, the Chicago Cubs over Arizona 6-4, the Dodgers beat San Diego 5-1, and the Giants a winner over Colorado by a 7-4 final. Adam Eaton homered and scored 3 times as the Chicago White Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 7-5 on Sunday for their 4th straight win. Eaton collected 3 more hits and is batting .517 in his last 7 games. Eric Johnson pitched 6 innings of 3-hit ball in his first major league appearance of the season. Elsewhere in the American League, it was the Yankees over Tampa Bay 6-4. Toronto beat Baltimore 10-4. Cleveland over Detroit 4-0. The White Sox beat Kansas City, as we mentioned. It was Houston over Minnesota 8-5. The Angels beat Texas 7-0. And Seattle over Oakland by a final of 3-2. Also yesterday in interleague play, it was Boston over Philadelphia by a final of 6-2. Matt Harvey now insists that he will pitch in the postseason if the New York Mets get there. He wrote on the Players Tribune that he's communicating with his doctor, agent Scott Boras, and the Mets to come up with a plan that makes him available in October. The right-hander is in his first season back from Tommy John surgery and says he understands the risks of going beyond 180 innings this year. He currently is at 166 1/3 innings. In college football news, Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly says running back Tarion Folston is out for the season after tearing a ligament in his right knee in Saturday's 38-3 victory over Texas. Folston tore his medial collateral ligament and will have surgery later this week. The 5'9", 214-pound junior led the Irish in rushing last season with 889 yards on 175 carries, and he was expected to get even more chances this season as the only experienced back. In college football action yesterday, Taquan Lang returned a couple of interceptions for touchdowns, and Michael Birdsong threw two scoring passes in his Marshall debut as the Thundering Herd beat Purdue 41-31 Sunday. Marshall, the 2014 Conference USA champion, finally beat a team from a major conference at home after going 0-5 since 2005, but the Thundering Herd needed some late help. After Devin Johnson put Marshall up 34-31 with a 6-yard scoring run with 2:50 remaining, Purdue had plenty of time left, but Lang intercepted Austin Appleby in the middle of the field and returned it 55 yards for a score with a minute 20 remaining. Lang was a nice bookend for Marshall. He also returned an interception 30 yards for a touchdown on the first play from scrimmage. It marked the first time in school history that a Marshall player returned two interceptions for touchdowns. Also in college football action on Sunday, North Alabama beat Miles 34-17, South Carolina State over Arkansas Pine Bluff 35-7, and Tennessee State defeats Alabama State 24-14. Serena and Venus Williams will face off in a family affair for the 27th time in their professional lives. The sisters will meet in the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open after top-seeded Serena defeated Madison Keys 6-3 and 6-3, while Venus took out Estonia's Anett Kontaveit 6-2 and 6-1. Serena holds a 15-11 advantage in the series. She's won 6 of the last 7 meetings with her older sister, including a fourth-round match at Wimbledon this year. Roberta Vinci advanced when Canadian Eugenie Bouchard had to withdraw from their fourth-round match with a concussion. She fell and hit her head in the locker room earlier this week. The highest seed to fall yesterday was women's number 13, Ekaterina Makarova, who was knocked out by Kristina Mladenovic in 3 sets. Top-seeded Novak Djokovic was a winner in the night session, knocking out Roberto Bastia Agu in 4 sets, and that puts Djokovic in a Grand Slam quarterfinal for the 26th consecutive time. Defending champ Marin Cilic is through to the quarters after serving 23 aces in a 4-set win over Jeremy Shardy. Number 18 Feliciano Lopez and number 19 Joe Wilfred Tsonga also advanced to the quarterfinals at the Open. Carl Edwards picked up his second victory of the season by holding off Denny Hamlin at Darlington Raceway last night. Edwards took the lead on the last pit stop and outdueled Hamlin on a restart 8 laps from the end for his first Southern 500 victory. Edwards was 2 laps behind early in the long, nearly 5-hour NASCAR Sprint Cup race, which was slowed by a record 18 cautions. Pole sitter Brad Keselowski was second, followed by Hamlin, Joey Logano, and defending race champion Kevin Harvick. And in golf, Henrik Stenson is the leader through 3 rounds of the PGA's Deutsche Bank Championship, the second event in the FedEx playoffs. Stenson erased a 5-shot deficit in 7 holes before signing off on a 6-under-65 that leaves him at 13-under for the tournament and 1 stroke ahead of Ricky Fowler. Sean O'Hare and Matt Jones are 2 strokes back. Second round leader Charlie Hoffman had 5 bogeys in a 7-hole stretch as he posts a 76 that puts him 6 shots off the pace. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.